Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're visiting this morning with Beth Olson. Beth is Director of Public Health for Cass County and Clinical Dietitian for Cass Health. And we want to talk a little bit about a Healthy You program that's coming up here very soon with the topic of older adult nutrition. Beth, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm just fine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for the time here today. Older adult nutrition. It wasn't real difficult to pick this topic out here in this area, was it?
No, and they recently brought Healthy You, that pre-educational series they do here at Cass Health, they brought it back, and I was one of the first ones on the list. They said, hey, we've got to have you talk on this topic. I said, I think I can do that one for you. So it'd be good to have Healthy You going up again here at the hospital, and looking forward to chatting with everybody.
Yeah, well, when you look at the population base here in our area in rural Iowa, we tend to be a little bit older, and we, you know, are more concerned about things as we get older, like, you know, how we can prolong this life. And one of those ways
Absolutely.
We can do that is through our nutrition. And,
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know if we all eat well or not. I suppose we could all do better.
We can all find some room for improvement, right? You know, nobody's ever going to be perfect, but I think it's you know, good to not give up, and, you know, good to find something to work on. You know, small, steady changes can make up a big difference, you know, and you know, over a year's time and on and throughout our whole life. And so, you know, making those small, easy changes can really, you know, benefit our life for the good. So
absolutely. The Older Adult Nutrition Healthy You session is coming up here soon. It's on Thursday, August 17th at noon in Conference Room 2 at the hospital facility here in Atlantic. And this is part of the monthly Lunch and Learn series that Cass Health provides. And this particular session is, you know, it says older adult nutrition, but I guess I'm not sure what older adult is. It's been changing as I've aged over the years.
It gets closer every day for us, doesn't it? So, you know, and so, and honestly, what I'm going to be talking about, even if you maybe don't fit into that, you know, older adult category or consider yourself, I think it's honestly good information for anyone. And we all know and love older adults, so we might be able to glean something out of it for somebody we take care of, or like we can always, you know, we hope that we get to have that blessing of being an older adult someday, so we can maybe be learning to do some things now that will benefit us when we're older as well. So it'd be good to see people on the 17th.
Yeah, and that's a good point to make, because I was going to ask about that too. We do have a lot of folks that act as caregivers in one capacity or another, and it's always good to know that information. And it's the old adage, you know, when it comes to your health and it comes to visiting a doctor or someone who's giving us that type of advice, is it's sometimes nice to have a second pair of eyes and ears.
Exactly, exactly.
Beth, talk a little bit about, I don't want to give all the secrets away, but talk a little bit about some of the things you'll focus on.
I know, if I do that here today, nobody will come see me on the 17th. So I want people to come see me on the 17th. They'll get a free lunch out of it too. But, you know, healthy eating is recommended throughout our whole life, right? But that does change depending on, you know, what stage of life we're in. And, you know, as we age, certain factors are going to affect the nutrients that we need, whether we don't absorb things as well, or we need more of the certain nutrients or not as many of certain other nutrients. And so it's really important to keep choosing a variety of those foods from all those different food groups to help build a healthy eating routine. But something I'm going to focus on here, you know, in addition to just kind of the general healthy nutrition for older adults, is there are several nutrients of concern that, you know, older adults may not be getting enough of these, you know, six or so nutrients that I'm going to talk about. And so I'm going to talk about what those nutrients do in our body, kind of what the recommended levels are, and then what that looks like in our day and how we can get those. So as well as I'll touch on a couple other things throughout the topic too, but it will be more tailored to our older adults, you know, focusing on those nutrients of concern and talking about how you find those in the foods we eat. So,
yeah. Does it matter much what the condition that we're in? I mean, we may have different afflictions. We may be on different types of medications. Just being better nutritionally is good no matter what circumstance you're in.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, nutrition is not a one-size-fits-all. And so You know, this is going to be delivered to a group. And so if you have more individual needs, I'm always happy to meet with people on an outpatient basis. Most of your insurance and, you know, Medicare and those sorts of things cover visits with the dietitian. So if you are somebody that has a lot of, health factors or risk factors kind of stacked up against you when you're just really struggling with, you know, how do I balance all of these different diets and these recommendations I've gotten from my doctors? I can help with that. And so this presentation will be really kind of broad, general, something for everyone. But I'll touch on some of those things that, you know, such as protein. Some older adults may need a little bit more. Some may need to watch that if they have kidney disease. And so I'll touch on a few differences like that, too.
Well, and some folks like to take different types of supplements and things that to offset or to add to what we're getting naturally through our diet. Do those kind of things matter a lot, or is it good to take supplements to kind of offset some of those nutritional deficiencies?
I think it's very, very important to talk to your doctor if you're going to take any supplements, because some of those supplements, they're just not, they're not always safe for us. Number one, they can have some bad interactions with prescription drugs that we might be taking. You know, it can make some of those prescription drugs either weaker or stronger, and depending on what you're taking, that could not be good for your health. You know, some of these supplements that individuals take can be harmful to other medical conditions we have. Sometimes they're just not beneficial to us, so we're kind of wasting our money. And then other supplements can have some negative side effects that people can have. So I think it can play a role in somebody's health, but I think first off you have to have that conversation with your doctor of, you know, is this safe? Is there a benefit? Do I really need to take it? And as a dietitian, I always first consider, you know, how can we be more intentional about getting those nutrients that you need through, you know, your food and beverages that you're eating and drinking throughout the day? So we'll talk about that at the session too.
You just touched on something I wanted to touch on briefly here too, is that when we think about the word nutrition, we often think about what we eat, but it's not just about that. It's what we put in our bodies.
Yep. Absolutely. So, what we drink too, dairy, for example, milk can be a great source of nutrition, especially for older adults to stay hydrated, the protein, the calcium, vitamin D. I could go on and on. So, supplements, like you said, can play a role, whether positively or negatively, in our body too. So.
Okay, very good. Have you done some of these sessions, these healthy you sessions in the past?
I have. It's been a number of years since I've done some, and I've done them more on the public health side before, I think, talking about some of our programs that we have specifically for older adults in Cass County.
Do you typically get pretty good turnout?
Yes. I think Dr. Verhoef did one last month, and I think it was a packed room, and it was the first one back that they'd done. Since COVID, they hadn't been having these programs, and I think he had a full house, and it sounds like we've got a pretty big number RSVP'd for my session on the 17th already, and that's still a few days out here, so I think we'll get a lot more that come as well. So it's a great opportunity to talk with some of the different experts we have here at Cass Health in their varying fields. So it's a neat program. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So we're up and running again. We've got a few more presenters coming up down the road that we'll talk about later. But this particular one is all about older adult nutrition. Beth Olson will be providing that information, as she's been providing info for us here this morning. Again, that is on Thursday, August 17th at noon, and that's in Conference Room 2. Now, as Beth alluded to, you do need to make reservations because there's a free box lunch provided for those who attend, so they need to make sure they have enough. So if you want to reserve that seat, you can call them at 712-243-7479, and you can find out plenty more details about the what, where, when, and all that kind of stuff. And Beth, if folks would like to learn more, can they find out online?
Yes, they can. There's casshealth.org, and then /healthyu, and then just the letter U. They can get some more information on whenever we have those Healthy You press releases that go out, so they can see upcoming Lunch and Learn series that will be after me. So
very good. And it might work as a nice reminder after the Healthy You session. When was the last time you scheduled your appointment with your doctor?
Yeah, there you go. Yep, absolutely.
Very good. Beth Olson, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.